was good, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oof. So, I'm still learning, too. Okay, and welcome back to the North Star Cast, round two. Alongside with me, as always, is Kyle Moore and Brent Wallace. Gentlemen, how are we?
Still good. Brent, how are you?
I'm still doing good.
Yeah, it's
good. How are you, Matt?
Confused. Very confused.
Don't touch the laptop.
I tried starting it, and apparently the pause button was hit, so none of what we were talking about for probably 3 minutes recorded, so...
That's okay, it was
I have no random, idea what we were talking about.
Random babbling.
What?
Essays.
Oh.
That's about it.
Yeah, that's...
That's kind of racist. There...
Oh my
okay.
God.
Oh, man.
And restart? No.
That was good.
That was.
Thanks.
That was good.
Quick.
How was Thanksgiving for you guys?
I forgot that was a thing.
Yeah.
That was like 2 weeks ago now, right?
Just a week.
Just a week?
That was just last week.
Feels like 2 weeks.
It was like 1 week ago today.
It was, that's right.
Today is Thursday, 1 week ago. You're right.
It just, because it's...
I have my moments, man.
It's... It's December now, so that's the thing that's throwing me off. Mine was pretty good. It was, didn't go to my side. We only went to Miranda's, because we had to go to West St. Paul to her grandma's, and then we had to drive to Waconia that night.
Whoa.
And then drive back. So, driving to Blaine, to my aunt's house, didn't really make too much sense for us to be driving around all over the place. Yeah, so, it was just Miranda's. It was fun. Just a lot of traveling,
yeah.
For the
yeah.
most part, but how about
it.
You guys?
It was good.
Good.
We went to the cabin this year. It was with my mom's side, so the cabin is much more spacious than my grandparents' house, so it just made more sense for all of us to go up there and have a good time and relax. It was good.
Right? Yeah, we went, me and Brittany went up to my mom's side. Went up there and, we have done the traveling thing a couple times, like
yeah.
driving around, and we decided this year last year we decided to just do one place and that's it. And then, this year, we decided that every year we're going to just go with my parents on Thanksgiving and like her parents Christmas Day. And so now we have a set schedule, which is nice, and
nice.
Don't have to travel as much and drive around all day, which I know a lot of times, like, the holidays, that's what a lot of people remember, because, like, you're in the car for a lot of the day, it seems like, so.
Mm-hmm. The older you get, the more stressful holidays get.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't think about it when you're a kid, but, like, talking about Christmas,
mm-hmm.
I have Miranda's side on the Saturday before, my mom's side on that same Saturday night. My dad's side is on the Sunday following. And then after that, it's basically low-key, and we just do Christmas Day at my parents' house.
Yeah.
So.
Wait till you get kids in that mix with your sister and...
I know.
Because, like,
gonna be insane.
Trying to figure that out to see those guys, like, luckily we had all Thanksgiving together. But, like, Christmas, like, I get they want to be down at, you know, in St. Peter for... there, you know, to Santa to come to their house and stuff like that, and then the other one's in Jordan now too, and it's tough to get everyone on the same page.
Yeah, I believe it.
That's good that you and Brittany have something figured out. Me and Miranda are still trying to figure out the whole, do we do every other year, do we just pick and choose holidays and this and that, so it's stressful.
Yes.
Even though the holidays are a fun time, it's a lot of travel.
It can be a lot.
Yeah.
But, yeah. What else? What do we got going on today?
Well, we took that week off of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
A lot of, going back to the stressful stuff, we had a lot of things going on.
A lot of family things.
Yeah.
A lot of life things, so.
But.
Yeah.
It was basically our bye week.
Yeah.
We can talk about the Gophers, we can talk about the Vikings, we can talk about the Wild are playing tonight, they're on a hot streak. Twins are in the mix with the free agency market with pitching.
Mm-hmm.
So, where do we want to get started?
Let's go Wild. Oh, I lied. Let's go Gophers.
Gophers.
Go yeah, Gophers. Let's get the Gophers out of the way.
That hurt.
She...
I was like, what is that? Where is that coming?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
I thought it was like the What's dryer wrong? That just went off.
I'm sorry.
Would you like some ibuprofen? I didn't have any, I just asked.
sure we have some around here.
My dad would just say tape and aspirin to
it. yeah.
Fusion.
Yeah.
The Gophers getting routed.
That hurt.
On college game day.
That hurt.
I think we got a little too excited.
Yes and no.
We were already talking about the college football playoffs.
I thought that was a stretch from
where we were going to be a top four team.
The college football playoffs was a stretch. Talking about the Rose Bowl, on the other hand,
that's still possible, isn't it?
Nah,
it's like a 1% chance.
Yeah. It's not zero.
Every single radio person I talk to that I listen to, they're like, if we beat Wisconsin, we beat Ohio State, we're going to be in the college football playoff.
Like, which we would have been.
Yeah, we would have been.
I don't know if we would have been.
I think we would have been.
Man, dude.
Ohio State is ranked first.
They would have kept Ohio State in there. And I do not think they would have put
keep them at one, put us at four.
I don't think they would have put two Big Ten teams in the playoff.
They always put a bunch of SEC teams in there.
It, well, that's where your money is.
I guess.
It's other than Ohio State and the Big Ten, you don't have, I guess you can say Michigan.
Wisconsin.
And, yeah, I guess there's a few teams in there. Mm-hmm. But, I'm saying money-wise.
Yeah.
Like, all the money is at Clemson, Alabama.
LSU.
Georgia.
Florida, Georgia.
Auburn.
FSU.
That's why it's so boring, though.
Yeah.
Alabama's not in it this year, which is going
to
be
They dropped to 12th.
Well, they've been bad. They don't have Tua.
Yeah.
They don't have really anything else going for them, but it's always the last like 5 years. It's Clemson, LSU, Alabama, and take your pick on a fourth team.
Yeah, Ohio State,
Georgia.
Wasn't there a few times?
It's kind of boring, and like being biased Minnesota fan, it would have been cool to see us at least get in the fourth spot and get routed in the first round. But
but at least we would have been there.
But, everyone just got a little too excited. Like, we had to worry about beating Wisconsin first before thinking about anything else. And I think we kind of forgot about that Wisconsin is a pretty good team.
Yeah. They are a good team, yeah. And I think we started the game with that touchdown to Bateman. I, just like everybody else says on the radio, I thought we had that game. Like, I thought we were going to go every series that we had, it was going to end up in some points.
Yeah, it was. I get what you're saying, Kyle, that we got a little too hyped up.
I think it always goes back to now us, the Minneapolis Miracle, to the Eagles game. Everyone's on this really big high after the season.
Yeah.
Even though it was like our last final game season, we already had in our heads we're going
to the Super Bowl.
We're going to make it. And just like the Eagles game, we scored on a touchdown right away, and then we just got killed.
Yeah. Yeah, it was... I see why people were excited. Because, like, there was a legit possibility of going to the college playoff.
My uncles were talking about... One of my uncles is going to be in California.
At that time,
and he was talking about how many tickets can we buy through the university to go to the Rose Bowl.
That'd been cool.
Which, it would have been awesome.
Yeah, that would have been really cool.
And, I mean, it had crossed my mind to go out there.
Yeah. The Rose Bowl, really, we should have been there. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest L.
We beat Iowa, we're at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, we are. Which is so sad.
Really
Stay
bad
back
goal.
Sucks.
That was a really bad goal. He was screened, but...
Yeah.
He was off his angle.
But yeah, it's a bummer. It's still a great season. Like,
it is
10-2.
First
it's still a great season.
First 10-win season since 1905.
Yeah,
That's first incredible. Time we've ended the season ranked in 60 years. We got PJ got Coach of the Year. Bateman got Wide Receiver of Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Winfield got First Team All Whatever.
Defensive back of the year.
Yep. Another guy got Third Team, and so like very good season. Like it's something to. We've been improving every single year, and I only seeing it going up from here.
First time that the two wide receivers on the all Big Ten team were from the same team, because Tyler Johnson and Rashad Bateman both were all Big Ten.
Yep, which is cool.
That's awesome.
What do you guys?
Which it deserves.
Yeah. What do you guys think of? Well, Bateman's gonna be. Winfield is gonna be a first round draft pick.
I think
debatable.
Do you think he's coming back? I think he's coming back.
He'll come back for one more year.
Yeah.
I think he'll be in the top 15.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
If he stays, he'll definitely be there.
Yeah, that's for sure. But what did you guys think of the game day, college game day?
It was cool.
It was cool. I mean,
would you if you guys were like had the chance to go and it wasn't like it would have been easy to go? Would you guys have gone?
If I were still in college, I would have gone.
Would you?
Miranda went.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh. What did she think?
She had fun. She ended up having a few too many drinks and had to wait out the night to sober up a little bit, but
it's Miranda, so
yeah. Don't worry, we've had a few conversations. No, she usually, like, hardly ever drinks. Like, she's usually the one who's like, I'll just drive because I don't really like drinking. But she was with her friends, so they were they obviously had a good time there. I think if the weather was a little bit nicer, I would have went, but it was kind of crappy weather. But that didn't really stop anybody.
No.
It was, it's not appealing to me.
No.
No part, like, first off, the college life I had was a little different. I never got into it that much. But that's what it looks like to me. It looks like a huge college party, which is cool. If that's what you're into, that's what you're into. But, like, to go stand around in the freezing cold in the middle of the yard, like, the courtyard, and, like, you can't see anything when you're there.
Yeah.
Like, there's signs up everywhere, so you can't even see the people. And, like, you're just watching a show. Like, you're just watching a taping of a show, essentially. And
exactly.
It's cool. Like, don't get me wrong, it's really cool. It's a sweet that we got it and all that. But, and I understand that I'm not their target audience. I'm not the college football guy, and I don't really care about college football.
Yeah.
So I get that I'm not the one they're trying to market to, but just crazy people to go out there and... I get that they were all S-faced by 6 a.m.
Exactly.
But, it was
like
crazy.
Like, you saw the two guys with their shirts off with the axe shaved into their chests and stuff.
That would have been me.
You could have easily done that and would have been completely fine weather-wise.
Yeah.
It was really cool for Minnesota just to get game day to come to us in the first place.
Yeah.
Same with you. I'm not a huge college football guy. I always watch the Gophers. I don't really care about anyone
I'll watch
else.
If it's on. I don't put time away for it.
No.
If it's on the TV, I might like sit there and watch a couple snaps or something and then move on, but
I worked that afternoon actually on Saturday.
I had a game out in Edina.
So I had it going on over the radio at work, and like cuz Minnesota, Wisconsin, I feel like everyone at least wants to watch that game because it's that big rivalry between the two states.
It's like the Vikings-Packers.
Yeah, you kind of just have to sit down and just watch it. But yeah, me and Gecky always joke actually about loving LSU.
Yeah.
Because of Coach O. The Go Tigers! It's like his
with
voice.
His raspy voice.
Yeah. That's probably, like, the only other team that I, like, joke about enjoy watching, even though I never watch LSU games.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm not a big college guy. Just for Minnesota in general, just to get people to realize that we are a legit place for sports and a good market for those kinds of things is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome. It was good for the university. It was good for football. It was a lot of fun. It was really cool, but sucks that it had to end the way it did.
Yeah.
Nothing we can do now.
I just got a notification from my router downstairs. And it said a malicious URL was blocked on Matt's laptop. Like, what are you looking up?
I did think that USB cord was very aggressive and did seem like it was gonna come at us, so I'm glad that you
I got it, boys.
Thanks for stopping whatever. I don't know. I give up.
What have you been looking up?
Cookware.
But, yeah, it was cool for football, but bummer they blew that game.
Yeah,
they it was a really bad game.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
it was a really bad game.
It was good at half, and then we lost it.
It should be a good bowl game at least. They'll be somewhere warm. They won't be having to travel to Michigan,
Detroit, or in the Motor City.
Yeah.
Or, like, go to the DirecTV Taco Bowl or whatever. It's like, there's so many of them. At least there'll be, like, a legitimate. It'll be a legitimate bowl.
It's just more money making for the for the league, so.
Speaking of disappointing games, how about the Vikings?
Skull.
Just a couple nights ago.
Skull.
Monday night with
Seattle
Seahawks. What were you guys' thoughts on that game?
That was a tough game to watch, too.
The injuries really took a toll towards the end of the game.
Yeah.
Going into and towards the end.
Like, yeah,
still,
we didn't have...
Still not having Thielen.
We didn't have Thielen again. Cook got hurt. He's questionable for next week. Our left tackle got hurt.
Concussion.
Those are really key players on our lineup, especially. Cook with that random fumble, which is because of his injury. Just little things like that. It was very frustrating to see us lose in that sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
The positive, Kirk Cousins was still playing up to...
He looks lights out right now.
He does.
He's not the issue.
No.
The defense.
The defense primarily Xavier Rhodes.
Would you ever imagine that was...
No.
This is a conversation that we have to have, or what we have to worry about midway through.
The Minnesota Vikings defense
and Xavier Rhodes. Like,
we saw it tail off at the end of last season.
Yeah, but at the start of last season, I was calling him the best corner in the game.
Yeah.
And I think that was a reasonable statement.
He was up for it, for sure.
Especially the season prior to that.
Yeah. And now he's the most, like, liability...
Yeah.
We need a safety just to be with him to help him.
Exactly.
He was so used to it, that's why he blew his coverage.
And then his old temper tantrum threw.
Grow up.
At Harrison Smith. And it was like, Smith is at the line of scrimmage.
You didn't see him there?
He was up at the line, of, like, fake blitzing, and then he picked up a guy.
Yeah.
Like, you legitimately just stopped.
I think it was just a final straw of all of his... frustrations this year so far, and that was like the last thing that got him, and hopefully he does a bounce back for next week against Detroit.
Yeah,
that's every game for the rest of the year. I hate saying it because it's so obvious, is a must win game. Every game's a must win game, but like the situation that we're in, we have to win out.
And I think we can.
Yeah,
I think we can,
it's
too.
Set up. We've got the Lions, the Chargers, which did get flexed. It was a night game. It got flexed to an afternoon game, afternoon, which it doesn't bother me.
It doesn't matter.
You know. It doesn't matter, but it's like for the people that plan to go and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
it kind of messes up your
mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that part sucks.
Yeah, I think that's why they kind of... put it out there, like, we're changing the time so far ahead.
Yeah, fair.
So you can accommodate, or try to. But after that, we have the Packers that Monday after, and then the Bears to close out the season. three out of the four games at home. So,
and those, all of these division games are really important if we want to try to at least get a home field advantage in the playoffs. Because if we're away, man, it's going to be tough to win against Green Bay, New Orleans, San Fran, or
Seattle.
Yeah,
Seattle's in, now in there.
Yeah, the Brights.
Well, Seattle's, San Fran's in the wild card spot now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they flip flopped. Yep. But they don't they play each other?
I think it's the last game of the season. Yeah,
that's right. That's what it was. Yeah. Which goal? Erickson Ek.
The geek line.
Yeah.
They are just a bunch of weird looking dudes.
Well, it's their letters in their last names.
Greenway, Erickson Ek, Cunning.
I was just saying, they just look...
Erickson Ek,
he's a weird dude.
He's a goofy-looking guy. He does not look like a professional athlete.
No. He's a Swede.
Yeah.
Faden.
But the bright side of this whole season thus far, three of our losses against Kansas City, Seattle, and...
Green Bay.
No, two of those losses, we only lost by three.
Yeah.
So those are definitely toss-up games that against pretty good, like some of the best teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
That could have went either way.
No, we lost to the Bears too. That's who the other one was.
That was, and now they're 6-6.
Yeah, I forgot about that. The fumble by Dalvin Cook was unfortunate.
It was. At a very inopportune time.
But man, no one could catch the ball.
No, yeah. There's a lot of drop
like, and
passes.
It wasn't like
no, who could though? Kyle Rudolph.
Yeah, Rudolph.
We'll come back to that.
He
though.
Can catch anything.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people say like, well, the ball was away from his body. Like he's also leading you away from the defender. It was put into a spot where it was only he could catch the ball. Like
he also has one job.
Yeah.
To catch the ball.
Yeah.
That's what you get paid for.
Yeah. Like the Diggs interception. It was a good throw. Mm-hmm. It was right where the defender couldn't get it. Only Diggs could. And then he just fumbles it.
Yeah.
Well, like,
pops it up.
Yeah. But
there again, you could have called defensive pass interference.
I'm surprised it wasn't looked at.
Right?
I'm really surprised it wasn't looked at.
Dude had
the ones right at the end?
Yeah.
He was pulling him.
The Diggs interception one?
Yeah.
There were a lot of calls that I think could have been made.
Yeah. I will say,
oh
nice
my
play.
Gosh,
wow,
that
really
was
nice.
Who's that? Oh.
That's exactly the reaction we should have. Just like, oh
where's,
my
where's his beard?
God. He shaved.
Yeah,
where's
I don't
his
like
beard?
That.
I don't like it either.
That was a sweet play.
That was pretty
was.
Nice.
He got
he's
a haircut,
heating up.
Too.
Yeah.
He's really heating up. Zucker with the goal. Man, I want to see it again.
Yeah. Sorry for the dead air.
Going off of like the missed calls that should have happened in the Vikings game, we could go back to the Gopher game. The last two plays, basically, for Minnesota, or I don't remember when they were, but Tyler Johnson, one-on-one, he literally had his hand on his back and kept him from jumping up. That mm-hmm. Isn't that the definition of
one
defensive
thing.
Pass interference?
Yeah.
And there was a few missed calls, which... I think it's social media in general has just
mm-hmm.
increased all of the, everything is magnified.
Yeah.
And the refs are just getting eaten up for every single little play that happens.
Exactly.
Man,
just scored again.
Another one.
Now it just, they're going to pull Vasilevsky here. Tampa Bay.
Who is that guy?
Carson Soucy.
Soucy.
Oh, that's Soucy.
University of Minnesota Duluth product.
What's that?
He was a defenseman.
That's
at the
a really
University
long name
Minnesota
for
Duluth.
College.
What is that?
The 2-time defending national champions. Sorry.
Right, fair.
Sorry.
Fair.
I should have led with that one. I think he would have gotten it then.
He didn't score. But
no.
Zucker
I think that
again.
Was Zucker
again.
Did.
I think you're right.
But refs, did you guys see the James Harden play?
Uh-huh.
So it. Long story short, he does a dunk. It looks like it went out of the rim. It, like, bounced out really quick. The ball flipped with the netting, and it popped up, so the refs didn't call it a 2-point play. Ended up resulting in the Rockets losing by 2. So they're in right now trying to get that game either rescheduled or change the win-loss record of that game because the refs completely missed the basket.
So can you call it a tie then?
I don't think there's ties in basketball.
I think you have to call it a tie.
Either that or you schedule like an overtime session.
I don't think you reschedule a game though.
No, not if it's...
I know what you're saying.
Not if the game's over at that point, but... Wow.
That's weird.
So yeah, they completely
missed...
What
is that called? Appealing the game?
A missed call?
No, when
I
you...
I know, yeah.
After the game is done, you can do it in...
They're in the process.
Yeah, you can do it
like
in
the Saints,
NFL.
The Saints did last year.
They're in the process of doing that right now. You only get a certain amount of days until it's just like you can't even go for it again.
I think appealing's the right word.
Appealing?
Yeah.
You appeal.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
Or the... Ooh, that wasn't good. Or the most recent one, yesterday night, LeBron James... They completely missed his travel.
Travel slash
he's going down half
slash whatever
he's
you
going
call
down
it.
The half court, and he like holds the ball like a plate, like underneath, and he takes like 2 or 3 steps, and the guy defending him, he's like, "Dude, come on!" And then LeBron was mic'd up later in that game. He's like, "Oh yeah, I saw it. That was probably the worst traveling of my career. It was like most missed travel of his career."
It's like the Steph Curry one a couple years ago against Oklahoma City, where he just walks out with the ball.
Well, that was Russell Westbrook.
Westbrook with Curry.
And then he stopped, and he didn't even realize that he was doing it. He like took like 6 or 7 steps, and he's like, "What? Oh, yeah, I'm playing basketball. Yeah. I have to dribble."
Wow, that is really bad.
And then it pans out, and you can see the ref finally turns.
Yeah, he wasn't even looking.
That is really bad, though.
Right?
That
for those of you
NBA,
listening, go ahead and look it up.
Yeah,
LeBron James against Utah Jazz, think it was.
We'll pause for you.
Crazy,
okay,
right?
Yeah,
that was
crazy.
All
crazy.
Crazy video. Man, I'm glad we all can relate to it now. What were we talking about? Refs.
Refs.
It must suck to be a ref right now, because everyone's a critic as soon as you can see it in slow motion.
Yeah.
15 times in a row.
Yeah.
Whether you make a call or miss a call, somebody's going to come after you on social media.
We have the chefs in the kitchen.
Like, and we said before, I think we've said it.
Sounder,
yeah.
The Swedish Chef one.
We need to figure out how to get the soundboard back.
Once we get the studio set,
that's true.
Then we'll be back in business.
The Susu Studio, Phil Collins. Thanks.
I'm lost.
It's a good song.
Back to the Vikings game with the refs. Man, we are just...
Whoa, that's where we started.
Yeah.
Where am I?
Yeah. I'm okay with them not calling as much.
Yes.
I am. Like,
let them play.
Like, the interception on Diggs, 5 years ago, there was no question that that was not a call.
Yeah.
Like, but now, nowadays, everything is pass interference and everything is a call. So, like... I'm okay going back to that. I'd rather be how that game was called than how normal games are being called right now.
Exactly.
So, I can't complain too much about it.
Yeah.
But it just sucks that it always happens to us.
Yeah.
It always happens to us.
It does. But I agree with you. I would be totally fine going back to the way things were, where zero reviews.
Yep.
Like, well, yeah, everything gets reviewed now. It's like, what's the point of even having the refs? God darn it, that was...
God, what did the...
Even scores get reviewed. Touchdowns. And,
what's up?
Even then they miss some.
Are we still going to get a beer?
Huh?
Are we still going to get a beer after that?
Do you want to? Okay. Sorry.
Did you find your podcast?
Brittany, I'm in the middle of a podcast.
On-air production.
Yeah.
I asked you.
Oh,
God. Yeah. Referees, reviews, sucks.
Well, I think NBA is talking about just, like, getting rid of it completely. Just stop reviewing stuff. There's NBA. A thing called human error.
I like that. I think that's the worst. What
baseball is.
When it's blatantly wrong, I think there should be an option for it.
See,
but when it's ticky-tacky and I don't even know the definition of pass interference anymore,
no, there's no
it
definition.
Shouldn't be happening that often.
The baseball, I think it's absolutely ridiculous that there's any reviewing in it. With, like, well, who did he lift his hand up a little bit while the tag was still applied? Did he transfer between his hand and his foot properly? It's like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, we're really giving you that tic-tac-y now?
Yeah, exactly.
And then, hockey is just awful. I think hockey has the worst review system.
Oh my gosh. What is goalie interference?
No idea. And if it's if it's goalie interference, then why isn't it a penalty?
Yeah, seriously.
If the goalie was interfered with, it's a penalty.
It is.
But, nope. There's nothing.
I hate that one.
I hate it, dude.
Because we had one earlier on us.
I
vaguely remember.
Crazy.
Where Parise, like, brushed
his elbow.
Head.
Yeah.
With his elbow.
Yeah.
And we got called for goalie interference.
And nothing. It didn't even. The goalie had no shot. There was no play at it.
It was a Winnipeg game, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't fully remember, but.
And then you can the camera pans over to Bruce Boudreau and he.
Oh yeah,
I'm done. I'm effing done.
Yo, that's right.
Yeah, it's so bad. Reviews, yeah. Instant replays have ruined. Or have
reffing.
Yeah, ruined sporting events.
Yeah,
I'd say most. Yeah,
one of those words.
Yeah,
and like the now hockey refs don't even call offsides if it's a close, no call,
because then it'll just get reviewed.
It'll get reviewed. Why stop the play if it can just be reviewed?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
But. Like you said, 5 years ago, they would have been offsides.
Yep.
But there was one in the Wild game the other night. We can segue into Wild after this if we want. But
yeah,
one in the Wild game last night, a nice stretch pass to Jason Zucker. And
they call
live,
it offside.
Live action, yeah, it looked like it was offsides. And then you go back to the replay, and clearly his foot was on the blue line. As the puck crossed, or over the on the other side of the blue line, as the puck crossed, and you know, you can't do anything about it.
No, you can't.
Like,
all right, everyone, remember where you were.
All right, you were here. Everybody, remember how fast you were going. Yeah. Now
go.
And dodgeball. But yeah, it's tough.
It is, but, like you said, it's just the human error thing of it.
Yeah.
Like, that's all it is. Just let it play out. Like,
there's a reason why they're there.
Yeah.
Let them be there.
Yeah.
Yep. But, yeah, Wilder looking hot now. My God.
We've gotten points in 10 consecutive games.
10 consecutive.
We're 7-0-3
Yep.
In the last 10.
It's awesome.
Currently up 3-2 against Tampa Bay.
How about that Koivu...
Oh, yeah,
what
let's talk about
shootout.
That for a
fitting.
Little bit.
How God, fitting. Dude,
thousandth game.
How Finn-ing.
I don't get it.
Finland. Oh. From fitting.
Yeah. I thought you were calling him, like, skinny or something.
No, he's normal weight. But, 1,000th game.
Mm-hmm.
He got a 700th point in that game. Goes to the shootout. He has a chance to not get, like, the game-winning goal off of it. Stalock had to make the save on the next shot.
And he did.
Goes to his patented backhand. Perfectly executed.
Were you guys watching it beforehand, too, where they went through...
All of
like, before the shootout even started, it was like, the stat that showed up was 41 career shootout goals, all with his Koivu, forehand, backhand.
Yeah. Like, the goalie knows it's coming, but they can't stop it still.
Exactly.
And then Stalock stops the next shot. We win in a shootout. Everyone piles onto Koivu and just loves every second of it.
Yeah.
Is that shot that hard to stop?
Which one?
His
little backhander.
Yes.
With how precise he is?
With how precise he is, but you have to honor that forehand as he's coming in. Because he's coming in
with his forehand here,
and it's... So, Koivu's a left-handed shot. He pretty much goes from
pipe to pipe.
Yeah.
The way he does it is...
So, his forehand is on the back, is on the trailing leg of the goalie.
Yeah.
So, you have to be over far enough to square up on the puck there in the net. And then, as he brings it over, he does it so fast and so fluently.
It is just bang, bang.
It's here, and then it goes up. And Ben Bishop, he scored on Ben Bishop.
Which is a huge goal.
Exactly. And even he couldn't get over and get his glove in the right position at the right time or fast enough.
Well, yeah, because it's frustrating, I bet, for the goalies, because, like you said about favoring that left side, if they just, like, go, they know he's going backhand, I'm just going to stay a little bit over here, he's just going to go forehand and beat you on that open side. So, exactly. They do have to favor it.
Which is actually the easier shot, so then you, like, he pretty much wants the goalie to do that.
And now that's the thinking process. And then he scores, because it's Mikko Koivu.
Exactly. But as a goalie, what I was thinking that whole time, like, throughout the entire shootout, when they showed all of his goals... As a goalie, and you know it's coming, you can still favor that forehand side, but then just reach your glove out. Don't have it sitting back on your body like normal goalies do. Reach it out. Try and take the angle away. Attack the stick with your glove. That way you can have a better chance at stopping it, and it doesn't give the puck enough time to reach the top of the net.
Yeah, but with that, I guess that is that as he's crossing over?
Yeah, you're coming straight out, so you're not going out to the side, you're coming straight out at the stick.
Yeah, I guess.
Because then if it comes in tight at your body, you can just pull your arm right back.
Yeah, I guess there's a lot, though.
Like, exactly.
Yeah, it's very easy to say that, but like you said, he does it so fast, and then you gotta think, like, he's not going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, he's done it how many times? He's not going to do it again.
He's got 43 goals all on this move.
There's no way he's going to do it. What was that penalty for?
I have no idea. Hooking on Greenway, probably.
There's no way he's going to do it again.
Yeah.
So then you're thinking, like, well, what if he pulls it back?
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm focused on this, but now he pulls it back, and I'm just, Like, it's like...
Exactly.
You know, yeah. That's a tough position. He's almost got it so far down... that you'd think that you won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're in that game. Like, he either does it, he can shoot forehand, he can shoot backhand, or he does something else. Who even knows?
Exactly. Who knows what's going through Koivu's head? Say he doesn't want to go top shelf with his backhand, he slides it through the five hole as the goalie's sliding across. It just...
Well, yeah, and then Koivu at his post-conference, or post-interview of the game, he said you don't really practice the shootout anymore because it hardly happens, so I just went with my bread and butter, basically. So what's the point of bringing out something new? That works so well. Right. And then the other thing that I thought was funny was Boudreaux's interview at the end. He's like, yeah, it was super cool to see everyone respect Koivu and cheer for him, and like they all dogpiled him right at the end on the bench, and then he's like, yeah, they were listening to some Swedish song and that I couldn't understand. And then Russo, I think it was, interviewing him, he's like, don't you mean Finnish? He's like, I don't know, but it was in English.
it's a Spanish song. Yeah. Do you know what song it is?
Which one?
It's the best friends, you are my best friends. Seriously. You guys know what I'm talking about?
No, I think they played...
That's their winning song.
I don't know.
I saw that.
I didn't hear the song, but I'm sure one of them was like a...
The Wild posted like Koivu walking into the locker room after the game.
Yeah. It might have been later in that then, because...
Yeah, that's even better.
I would hope Boudreaux would know the difference between Swedish and Spanish. But yeah, really cool for Koivu.
Danza Kuduro.
Yeah. This ain't a bad song, man. Is it? No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, that's the way. This is the one from the Fast and the Furious movies. Yeah. Danza Kuduro.
Jewish in there. Look. I think Koivu will get his number retired by the Minnesota Wild.
Yeah, I think you have to.
You do.
He's been the captain for 12 seasons.
Besides when he got hurt and then...
Yeah.
I think
there was just four assistant captains.
Oh, that's
there was,
right. Yeah, you're right.
There wasn't an actual captain. But... He's been the captain for like 12 seasons now. First Wild player with 1,000 games. He leads. He's like second in goals, first in assists, first in points, first in plus minus, first in he's first in
everything except for goals.
Every sort of category for a Minnesota Wild player.
Yeah.
Like when you think of the beginning of the Minnesota Wild, you think of Mikko Koivu.
Andrew Burnett. Mikko Koivu.
Richard Park.
And Kim Johnson.
Darby.
Kim Johnson.
Kim Johnson.
Nick Schultz.
Manny Fernandez.
Huh.
Nick Schultz was
West Walls.
Was a letters.
Yeah, it was.
On the
that's right.
First game.
Sergei Zoltok. R.I.P.
Yeah.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Pierre-Marc Bouchard.
You know what's extremely impressive? 700 points in 1,000 games. 70% of the time, he's at least getting 1 point.
That's pretty good for a defensive forward, too.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
He's never been known to be, like, a goal scorer or a playmaker.
But he's consistent. He at least gets 50, 60 points a season.
Which is nuts.
Yeah.
That's a lot of points
like,
for consistently.
All of these younger guys like McDavid and Draisaitl are over 50 points on the year already. And, it makes... What Koivu's been doing seems so minuscule.
Yeah,
good word.
But for him to be that consistent for this long and being a defensive forward to rack up that many points, and for a Minnesota Wild team that not a lot of the teams he's been on has been that good.
No.
So for him to be that consistent for that long is something to be proud of. He's got to get his number retired.
I think he will.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll retire after this year. Hopefully he stays for at least another year. Because that Russian guy's coming over next year, so hopefully he can help us out a little bit. Kirill Kiprusoff.
That's right.
But
is that Mikko Kiprusoff's kid?
Yes.
Yeah?
Who the hell is Mikko?
Kiprusoff.
Is he from Mika Kiprusoff?
Yeah, Mika Kiprusoff, yeah.
I don't think
you
so.
Meant what
they're
I knew.
Spelled completely different.
Yeah.
That you're
just
naming,
sounded just
that you're naming like the new Rocky character that he's fighting.
Adrian! Adrian!
Sharon! Is that the right guy?
Yep, you nailed it. Rocky, Ozzy, it's all the same, right?
They rhyme. Close enough.
Oh. What else we got?
The Twins are on the move for...
I thought we signed Bumgarner.
For pitching.
We
made an offer.
Oh, did we?
I don't know if he's signed yet.
We made an offer to another pitcher, and he declined.
We did. We made an offer to Wheeler.
Kyle.
I believe.
Zach.
I think it's Zach Wheeler from the New York Mets.
And then he went to the Phillies?
Yes. Because his girlfriend's family is from New Jersey. So it'd be closer for them.
And they offered him $118 million when we offered $100
million. Yeah, exactly.
So it was a win-win for him.
Yep.
Which I think is okay that we didn't get him, because you miss out on the little fish to potentially get the bigger fish.
Yeah.
With Baumgartner, I hope we give him max dealers. Like, we gotta get another pitcher in our lineup.
Yeah, we need to get one of these last two. There's Mason Baum or Madison Baumgartner, and then I don't remember who else, but there's one more free agent pitcher that we need to go after if we don't get Baumgartner. Otherwise, we need to start making trades.
Because, yeah, what happened to, what, like, Garrett Cole, did he re-sign?
Garrett Cole signed with, I want to say it was a one-year deal with the Braves.
Ah.
I can look it up, but, yeah, I think
it doesn't fully matter. I just know he wasn't with us, which was another one of those big fish that we wanted.
Exactly. So,
we got to at least get one. Like, when we talked about this before on a previous podcast, if we have all this extra money,
mm-hmm.
we have the same lineup as last year, which was one of our best records in Twins history.
Minus CJ Cron, we didn't sign him.
But isn't a big setback.
It's not.
He was a good role player, but someone else can fill those shoes easier than if we lost like a Jorge Polanco or someone of that caliber.
Exactly.
But
so
we have to do something.
Yes. We need to get somebody from free agency, and then I think even if we do get somebody from free agency, we still need to get somebody through a trade as well. Bless you.
Bless you, sir.
That was really loud on
the thing. I was just looking at Tweeta. Baumgartner is expected to make over $100 million.
Yeah, I believe it.
Well, that's what that other pitcher is getting, so
we
got to offer at least like $120 million, I assume.
I don't know if we need to go that high. I think Zach Wheeler is better than Madison Baumgartner.
Is he?
I don't know who that is either.
Which one?
Wheeler. Walker Jr.
I know him.
Great point. he was, I think, the third best pitcher for the Mets, but that's because they have Jacob DeGrom and Noah Syndergaard. But he was still a really good pitcher. So I think Madison Baumgartner's maybe a little lower than he is. But
he's older.
Yeah. And that's kind of what hurts him a little bit more. But he still will be upwards of $100 million. Maybe a little more. But it'll all depend on what the Twins can offer, and then for how long we want to offer. If he wants a long-term, or if we just want to do a short-term with an older guy like him.
Pay the big bucks.
Yeah.
We need to win now. What are you doing? Are you like a fish? It's a hot take by Brent.
Wow.
I don't know what language he's speaking, but I guess we could have talked about our ongoing regular season bet with the Minnesota Vikings schedule.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Mr.
No,
Matthew Palmquist, where are we at?
So, we are going into the last 4 weeks. Good luck, be safe, have fun, don't fall in, Kyle.
Quite good. No, I'd go upstairs.
I think she's in there.
Brittany.
What?
Can Kyle use the bathroom? He just has to poop.
Going into the last 4 weeks, the Minnesota Vikings play the Detroit Lions.
Did you eat anything spicy?
Oh my gosh, we're derailed. We all three of us have the Vikings beating the Lions this week. Brittany, who do you have winning this week? The Vikings or the Detroit Lions?
Vikings.
Good call. Good call. What's the score?
21.
A low scoring affair.
13.
Oh. I like it. I like it.
Who is the quarterback of the Lions? Neither do I.
His name is David Blau. He was a free agent, graduated from Purdue University.
Who's the backup?
Trevor Siemian.
His name is Kyle Sloter. The Detroit Lions signed him from the Arizona Cardinals practice squad this week.
She's not listening.
Matt, do you study?
No, I just listen to the K-Fan.
Woo!
Oh, so, yes.
Is that what they talked about today?
Sure.
A while.
Do not go in there.
Yikes.
Just kidding. So, I made a bet with Wes.
Uh-huh.
Of course you did. But I didn't hear anything.
You should have taken that.
Didn't even talk.
You should have taken that San Fran Green Bay bet.
I know.
Won money.
They
manhandled Aaron Rodgers.
My Brittany is playing his Brittany.
Uh huh.
This week in fantasy football.
Uh huh.
And
then what happened?
So we made a bet that the winner chooses.
It all comes down to that Chargers game between us.
The winner chooses the loser's outfit for the kegger.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, I need a big game for Brittany.
Guess who's projected to lose?
Yeah, I didn't see that before. But,
oh, boy.
One of us will have a good outfit on for the kegger.
Yeah.
Yeah, should be fun. Should be fun. How's your fantasy football team doing? Did you make the top bracket?
I haven't even looked.
Really?
Have you looked? I'm 9-4 in the K-League.
Oh, damn, yeah, you're good.
So
I'm under 500, so probably not.
Made the playoffs for the Money League.
Damn.
So, and then the other one we don't care about.
Yeah.
Not
the
yet.
The Dynasty.
Yeah, we don't care about that one yet because there's nothing attached to it.
I played
Perry. Are we still
keeping
a couple guys from that league?
I think so.
Right.
Some keepers.
Thank God. I have Christian McCaffrey. Yeah, I think it was two for this first year.
Saquon. He's had a bad year, though.
Yeah, but it's, it'll turn around. It's coming around, Jimmy.
I don't even know what
schedule
my team
and
is.
Playoff bracket. Did I make the top? No, I did not.
What are you looking at?
Keg League?
The Keg League.
You're 10th, though.
When do playoffs start?
Next
week. Oh, that's not bad. I'm 10.
So week 14 or week 15?
Next week.
Next week, yes. Not this week, next week.
Okay.
You're 9-4 and I'm
that's not terrible. Is there any way for me to get up in the top?
Kinda. No.
Probably not.
Nope.
No.
Couple 6 and 7.
You could switch with either Kale or
are we in the same
Brittany
division
or
though?
You need Brittany to win too.
Come on, Brittany.
Because they're both 6 and 7. You're 5 and 8. So
I'm
you
5 and 8.
So you could beat them by point differential.
Oof.
If they're in your same
boy,
division.
That would be huge.
I have no idea if you're in the same division.
Otherwise, I just need to win one game. That's, you know, just win the first game.
Yeah, that's why I need to win this week so I get up one game. Because if you get into the top two games in the consolation,
then you're fine.
And you just need to win one.
Are you down in the bottom, too?
I'm in the very bottom.
Ooh.
I'm 13.
I'm
right
safe.
On.
I could even lose this week and I'll be fine.
Yeah, you're good.
So.
Yeah.
Perry's
on the upswing.
Yeah, he's won three games.
Aaron is down.
Yeah. Which I'm playing Aaron this week.
Ooh.
And if I beat him, we switch spots.
Ooh.
Which would then get me into the game where you just need to win one game.
I think you're more worried about this outfit thing.
Mostly, yeah. Yeah. What are your guys' thoughts on doing the full keg? Like a half keg?
Half keg, I'm in.
And so the loser just has to pay for the quarter keg,
yeah,
which is like the $60 sale, and then we all pitch in for the...
If everyone else is like,
because dude, we
you
ran
just gotta,
out of the keg so fast.
Oh,
last year.
We cruised
yeah.
through.
It wasn't even dark out.
No,
and it gets dark at
actually,
5.
So then
it was dark.
Because then there's
it was
the
dark.
There's
was
the
it?
Few people
so.
Who
just like it starting to get
yeah.
dark.
The,
what day was it?
Tuesday.
Okay. See.
No, Tuesdays it stays light a little.
But what exact time did it run out?
5:07.
Okay.
And 39 seconds.
Yep.
So knowing all of that,
What?
We had the group
is
of...
the velocity of the frisbee that I threw out the window.
If a train
thanks,
leaves... Okay. There was this
legit
group of...
physics problems.
The group of people who didn't like drinking beer don't have to pay for it kind of thing. And then the people who are willing to just pitch in. Because there was the group of people who are like, I'm not even going to drink out of it. I don't want to pay for it.
Yeah, I'm fine
so
with
then,
that.
Yeah.
And then everyone else... So then the people who are going to drink the keg but don't want to pay for that part, then the people who are going to drink for the keg and are okay with paying for it are going to end up paying for it as
start
well.
Over. I got to write this down.
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh my gosh, I'm
didn't
so...
even listen.
I mean, we only need... It's like $120 for a McGolden half keg.
Yeah.
So the guy has to pay like...
$60.
It'll be like $65 because we'll do the price of a quarter keg.
A quarter, yeah.
So they have to pay the price of the quarter keg no matter what we get. But we gotta... And then we'll get the full thing. So, like, you're only looking at, like, $5 for five guys.
Because if I win...
Five guys, great point.
When I win...
Great point, right down the road here.
Dude.
Yeah. I can hammer some five guys.
Oh, so good.
When I win, I'm gonna probably pick either Bud or Bush.
Oh, yeah?
Oof.
Yeah.
Bud Diesel's?
Bush Light.
No, you said Bud.
Bud Light. Bush Light.
Oh, Bud
just
Diesel's?
To...
Bud
go
Diesel's?
Bush Light, please.
Yeah.
I hate Bud Light.
Why?
It's my least favorite.
It's
my,
crisp.
My...
It's cool. It's refreshing.
My least favorite is Coors.
This is not an ad.
Why?
It's...
Oh,
I don't like Coors. I'll drink
it. I like Coors.
I'll drink it. Like, I'm not going to be
is
like...
the most watered down, that's for sure.
I'm not going to be like, oh, Coors, I can't drink. I'm going
to
drink it. But if I had to pick...
It is very close to Bud Light. But I think Bud Light has a weird taste. For me. Plus, I get the most hungover off of it.
Ooh,
we should do... If we ever end up doing videos... We should do...
We've done it.
I have an idea for testing
taste
the difference.
Test, yeah.
I've done it before,
we
too.
Did, yeah, we did
at
it.
At work.
we do that.
Not our current jobs.
Yeah.
If we ever make videos, we could post them even to our Facebook.
Yeah.
We should do that for one of them.
It's extremely hard.
It is.
So then this whole argument doesn't even matter because you can't tell the difference. Yeah. But I would do that. If we ever want to try to do that.
What?
Because we all
you
have...
dinged.
Uh-oh.
We all have nice
stop
enough...
Stop it.
Nice enough phones to make it quality enough. So we should
I
get
have
that.
The GoPro, too.
We should do that.
Oh, you do?
Instead of meet for a podcast, we meet to make a video like that.
I'm down.
I'm in.
Let's do it.
Cool.
All right.
Break.
Pencil it in.
All right, we'll see you guys later.
Because I've been wanting to make videos
for,
like, the longest time. Put a little bit more personality.
I would like to do, if we set up the studio.
Yeah, we could, that's
we
why.
We
like,
actually studio it into, like a
get some decent
video.
Lighting down there.
We could do a real video studio type thing down there, which would be cool. You want to bring that conversation down here?
And then we can just go, like, one at a time.
Yep.
And then we, like, get all of our reactions. And I'm not really good at making videos, but, like, cutting them up. But that'd be something we could do.
I've done it. I shouldn't say I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah.
I've done it.
For the longest time.
Were you just saying that?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. It's like, why is this in my head?
But all right. Do we have anything else?
No.
I don't. All three of us have the Lions winning this week.
Cool.
Kyle and I are tied, and the...
The game breaker is the Chargers game.
It will be.
For
that,
the longest time.
Kyle, you have the Vikings beating the Chargers. I have them losing, so...
Well, I guess that's the one that we really
win.
Have to worry about.
What is
now.
What's the loser?
I don't know. Losers.
You're the loser.
Well, I'm the loser, but
losers.
What do I have to
plural?
Do?
No, plural. Plural. Losers.
We
I
still
will
need to paint him up in makeup.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I forgot. We can do that as a video too. Yeah.
We'll do that for the video of the beer.
We'll do nice.
It. So I have to do it.
I don't know what
and
doing.
I say we do it and don't even address the makeup. Like, don't address why.
Just the continuity errors.
Just from the very beginning, you're just wearing makeup.
I intro that. Hey guys, how's it going? Welcome back to the North Star Cast.
Oh, God. That's funny.
Yeah.
What did you lose?
The Masters.
Oh, yeah.
Because I did the post. And you guessed, I think that's the one where you guessed
Patrick Reed.
Yeah.
I was like, who the heck is that guy?
Yeah.
How?
Because I wasn't upset about it, but now I am again.
Irate.
Because I picked, like, Dustin Johnson, and he ended up with, like, +6.
And Bubba.
Oh, yeah,
and
you were
+7.
Yeah, you were, like, one stroke ahead of me or something.
Yeah, and I won. We should have done money on that one and, like, doubled if you got the right guy.
Because, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't start that then.
No, that was like, the first one, and that was right before we started doing it.
Because, yeah, depending on the...
Because you realized you would win, and now
I've only,
your
I've
sister
won once.
Has, like, scooped
yeah, she
up
won.
The entire pot.
She won a couple times, I won once. Yeah.
But depending on this Charger game, whoever wins or loses, I think it was either $5 or it was $50. But I can't.
I think it was $5.
I don't remember.
Oh, hold on.
I don't remember where we put the decimal. So.
I have it written down. Oh. I have 500.
Five. Okay. Well, again, that all depends.
Nope. My pen ran out. It's $5.
$5. Nice.
Why did it run out?
Next year,
ran out of ink.
Next year when we do that, let's up the ante a little bit.
Yeah.
Which it's okay that
$1 million.
Which is okay that we did it for $5 because we were just going down the line of the games and
yeah.
It was like a quick like win loss go.
We didn't have the prime time. The
no
Monday nights.
Like next year,
all
the,
of the lights,
the day, the time, and the team.
All the lights, yeah, baby.
We have derailed.
Yeah, I think we're done.
Yeah.
Do you have
He doesn't have a day.
Do you have a day?
What?
One of your special days?
What? What's up?
Hi.
What's my special day?
So now that you don't produce the show,
yeah,
you just don't do your
how
thing
do,
anymore?
What should our
outro
be?
Sorry.
Yep.
Yeah, talk amongst yourself. Wow.
We don't have anything to talk about.
It.
We're done.
Yeah, we've been done. What do you mean? This is how every podcast goes. We run out of stuff to talk about.
That's
so the
nice
last
Christmas
so the last
Thank
10
you.
Minutes. Yeah, is
we
it
got
real?
It on,
I was talking to Kyle. You said talk amongst yourselves.
We got it off...
No, I'm still talking again.
It looks... Is it fake?
I think so.
Yeah.
Nice.
We got it on Facebook Marketplace for $25.
Nice. And you got some nice lamps steel. In here.
Yeah.
It's really
I
coming together.
I didn't realize this one was here. It's right in front of my face, too.
Pretty cool.
Pretty
yep,
cool.
I got one.
Alright.
Alright. I'm Matt Palmquist.
I'm Kyle Moore.
And I'm Brent Wallace. We are the North Star Cast. Wishing you, we're about to go celebrate this one together, a very happy bathtub party day.
All right!
Can't wait!
Splash!